Many of us are struggling with innovation at the moment. I see that we either don't have the time or we lack the enthusiasm or the motivation to actually go out and experiment with new ideas that we may or may not have. And sometimes it's the idea that we're actually struggling with. And, you know, you've got to get the notepad out, the drawer, and write down the 10-year plan and say exactly what I would like to be doing in 10 years. What do I want to see? What do I want to change? And ask the question, why not? Why not do this instead of this? How can I cut down the boilerplate in Java effects or web development, whatever else that is out there? So, Shartai Savishi, I hope I haven't destroyed his name again, came to the Java Web User Group on Tuesday night at our Birds of a Feather, number 51, and talked about, and rather splendidly well, about Prime Faces. Prime Faces is a Java Server Faces toolkit, a framework which sits on top of JSF 1.2, and it produces rich internet applications. It makes it easier to develop these controls, and there's all sorts of controls, most impressively built with the Yahoo user interface kit, or YUI, and I showed off a number of controls like password control boxes, tooltips, tables, and data grids, most impressively for me, and also charts. Charts were amazingly done in Flash, and it was really the most, one of the most innovative things. It is the most innovative scene I've seen in the autumn so far in the Java world, and really go and check it out at primefaces.com. And really, the clincher was he showed us an iPhone application, a render kit for an iPhone application, so which really worked really well. It was like true look and feel. So really do check out Prime Faces, and that is really what it's all about. And that's why we have these user group meetings, to actually foster innovation, get the brain cells accelerated and running. So go out there and innovate. My name is Peter Pilgrim, and I'm out.